This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya,
Anthasyakuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustayo. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM here on the unceded and ancestral Musqueam territory, otherwise known as UBC's campus. I'm Max Kittner and you're listening to Rush Hour. So first off, let's see what the traffic's like out here in Vancouver today. We have a pretty big backup on the outbound lanes of BC1 going out towards the direction of Abbotsford right now, so be on the lookout for that. I know that's a little bit at the edge of where our transmitters are going, but if you're headed out that way, just be wary of the traffic out there. The Lionsgate Bridge is actually pretty clear at the moment, and same with the Second Narrows Bridge. The Queensborough Bridge out by New West is having a little bit of backup going into the city, as well as the Granville Bridge going downtown at the moment. So if you are going downtown right now, just know you're probably going to be sitting in some traffic. The weather today, right now, it's actually pretty dry out, but don't expect that to last very long. We're going to be going back to our normal Vancouver, dreary, wet day, but it's a little bit warmer than normal. The temperature right now is 9 degrees, and it's not expected to really change much in the next little bit. In terms of other stuff, it's 24 hours of student power, and it's awesome to be here today with you guys broadcasting different stuff going on. You just heard the Social Enterprise Club earlier, and then after this, there's another club, Sprouts and Seedlings, which will come on. So huge shout out to everyone involved today, especially the organizers behind this all, Sarah Cabone and Violet Miles. Shout outs to you guys. So let's just get into the music. The first two songs are sort of bringing a little bit of throwback this morning just to get everything going. And the first song is Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails, which is a weird song to start off a show with, but it's been in my head lately. And also, I've decided that it's going to be my karaoke song. So if you guys ever see me at Funky Winker Beans, this is the song that I would be singing. And then after that, we have the queen herself, Diana Ross, playing Upside Down.
around. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moments with you. Respectfully I say to thee, I'm aware that you're cheating when no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. I know you got charm and appeal, you always play the field. I'm crazy to think you're all mine. There's a place in my heart for you, that's the bottom line. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Instinctively you give to me the love that I need. I cherish the moment with you. You're cheating, but no one makes me feel like you do. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round, round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and round and round. Upside down, boy, you turn me inside out and
alrighty, welcome back. So you just listened to Upside Down by Diana Ross, and before that, Head Like a Hole by Nine Inch Nails. I'm Max, you're listening to Rush Hour here as part of 24 Hours of Student Power. It's been a wonderful morning, I guess. This is the earliest show I've ever done live before. Sophie and I have a show called Friday Night Fever that is usually in the evenings every other Friday, but we're actually switching up our time slot here. But the thing is that we've pre-recorded a show once, and it was like 8:30 in the morning, and I'm just like trying to imagine how to be peppy this early in the morning. And granted, I'm just not a morning person is what I figured out, but you know what? We're working on this together. Update on the traffic, pretty much the same spiel, except the bridges seem to be getting a little less crowded. You still have that really big backup headed towards Abbotsford right now on the Trans-Canada Highway. The ferry terminals, you have to wait for the next sailing, but what's new? Not that much. In terms of news, so the worldwide doomsday clock is now a little under 100 seconds to midnight. And this is sort of based on different political and economic turmoil happening throughout the world. And it's sort of scary, but also it's arbitrary. I just hope that there's like enough time for 24 hours of student power to go through and be completed this year. So, you know, that's something to worry about. Then also, the coronavirus is getting a lot of attention. There's now over, I think, almost 10 cities in China that are on mass quarantine. That means no flights, no trains, nothing, no movement whatsoever outside of these cities that have millions of people in them right now. This is probably the biggest quarantine ever implemented in history. So we're going to have to see where this plays out. Actually, this morning, a second case in the U.S. has been confirmed of the virus. But there hasn't been anything in BC yet, even though there has been quite a bit of hysteria. I was walking by on Broadway the other night, and they had giant signs saying, "We're selling face masks." So hopefully the coronavirus doesn't come and attack us. But also, the chances of you or I getting it are very, very low. So please don't be concerned. This isn't the apocalypse yet, as much as people want to tell you it is. Otherwise, now we're windowing down. The U.S. is continuing its impeachment trial, something that continues to be a pretty partisan affair. Rand Paul saying that he has 45 senators that are ready to just end this thing right now. I don't know. We're going to see what really happens. It's a sham, in my opinion. I shouldn't say that. But, you know, there's a lot of variables going on. Locally, we have an extradition trial of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou that's in the BC Supreme Court this week. And there was an interesting news story that came out about how there were paid protesters outside of the Supreme Court and how they didn't know that they were protesting in favor of Meng Wanzhou being a free person. So we have to see what the developments of that trial are as it continues onwards into the next week. And then last, and probably the most important story coming out of BC at the moment, is with the Wet'suwet'en Coastal GasLink conflict. The Coastal GasLink pipeline is a proposed pipeline that would go through the Wet'suwet'en native land, and they do not have the permission of the hereditary chiefs on that land to build the pipeline. And the RCMP and the province have essentially relegated themselves into typical colonialist modes, essentially not letting the nation have access to their local lands. So to the premier and everyone, please talk to the hereditary chiefs. That would probably be a good first step in dialogue with them. That's sort of a summary of the news. Up next, we have some more songs coming your way, with some local stuff and some more recent stuff. First off, with Fix Your Heart by Mr. Malo, and then after that, we have Get the Money by Tuxedo and CeeLo Green, who I haven't heard his music in a while, but I like this track. It sort of goes in with my normal sort of groovy music, so I hope it works out for y'all, and yeah, enjoy the work music, I guess, right? Yeah. I'm
Sometimes I feel like every time I never know what goes wrong. I never have time to fix the things that come along. The passion, the secrets, all of them roll over me. Familiar form and all the graces are perfect.
My mind on my money, money on my mind.
Got that money.
I got my mind on my money, money on my mind all the time.
Let's go. Got that money. Tuxedo. Ned Russin of Title Fight brings Glitterer to the Biltmore Cabaret on January 26th. His debut album, Looking Through the Shades, was co-produced by indie visionaries Sandy Alex G and Arthur Rizik. Tickets are on sale now at mrgconcerts.com and Red Cat Records.
Let's get ready to rumble! Round four.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our fourth and final week, we have Attawolf and the Tribe, Strudes Monroe, Babe Corner, and Paperwave.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Cannon Drill!
Alrighty, so you just heard that. We have Shindig next Tuesday, round four, followed by the finale of the best battle of the bands in the Lower Mainland on the 1st. Anyways, just some other updates on things that are happening this weekend slash in the CRTR radio community. This Saturday, also at Redgate, which is on Main and 5th, I believe. There is Leneve and Devours, who is a CITR darling, that are playing at Redgate, $10 at the door at 8. Go. It will be great. Also, stay out. Stay on the lookout. Not stay out. Please stay in. Stay on the lookout for more information about Fun Drive. We're getting ready here in the station, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful time. As we fundraise to make this whole thing possible. And thank you from listeners like you for supporting us year in and year out. And the opening kicker for Fun Drive is at the Hatch. And then the closing for it is at Redgate. I believe the closer is on the 14th of February. So Valentine's Day show. Wow. And it looks like a great lineup. So you guys should definitely follow through with that. And as long as you guys are avid listeners of the station, you'll probably figure out all this information. Alrighty. So we had some Mr. Merlot and Tuxedo before. And now we're going to continue with some more music with a song off of Catronata's latest album, Bubba, Free Fall, which features Duran Bernard. And then after that, we have some Little Dragon with Clap Clap. You know, I'm trying to, like, wake everyone up. This is a whole process. Like, you know, we're sleepy, but we need like, some good, like, grooves to get us going. So, anyways, I guess we should do it.
I stand, I waited for my turn, I tumble to rise. The spirits blew around like a hurricane whip. The girls who melt like my ice cream drip. Somebody from this head said you could turn off and feel better. When everything's clear like cold weather, go feel better, feel better. Somebody from my heart said I could turn off and never wake up. When everything's clear, my breath fade, lights me fade, feel better. Finally they call my name, the ghost inside gonna wake us to life. Making my chair do flips, we give it into this, what we save every time. Falling through the floor on my broken butterfly wing. Give me one more, the girl from the corridor sing. She sing, I hear you want it, don't you? I know you want it, don't you? Don't you?
Alrighty, that was Clap Clap by Little Dragon, and before that we had Free Fall by Catronauta. It's sort of that time of the hour where we're just gonna continue with the music, but I hope that things have started waking you up. People are slowly starting to fill in to the nest here, and as you know, the class rush is about to begin. I feel like a lot of people do come around 10 or 11 to start classes. So even though it's a Friday, there's still people coming on in. We have some wonderful songs coming up next for you. First with Too Much by Bridal Party. And then after that, 6 a.m. by Innerwave. And it's interesting because with how dark Vancouver is, it really feels like 6 a.m. to me anyways. So, you know what? We're going to tone it down a little bit because I think that everyone's a little bit more awake. The weather's pretty much the same. Still pretty dreary. But be on the lookout. There's going to be some precipitation later in the day. And let's do it.
Dream of how many pounds I might lose. Shallow navel, thick chagrin. Oh, I'm so impressed. My appetite hasn't kicked in. Body becomes a fleshy burden. I am pining for the woman, unafraid to
feel as though I'm constantly complaining. That don't make it right. If it makes you feel good, that don't make it right. If it makes you feel good. Used to wake up feeling like I won the lotto. Out of sight, out of mind, that's the motto. That don't make it right. If it makes you feel good, that don't make it right. If it makes you feel good.
All right, Roger, I'll say something.
Why don't you waste once you music waste once you
music waste once you
Music Waste, Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival, wants you to join our brand new community council. We're looking for enthusiastic folks to give their input on everything from programming to the festival's long-term goals, and are explicitly encouraging applications from BIPOC, LGBT2SQIA+, and people with disabilities. Help shape the direction of Music Waste 2020. To apply, visit musicwaste.ca. Hurry, applications close January 31st.
New age technologies, flexible business models, groundbreaking innovations. These will all be part of the conversation at the 5th annual UBC Africa Business Forum, the largest student conference of its kind in Western Canada. From the youngest presidential candidate of Nigeria to a BET-nominated Kenyan artist, as well as leading techpreneurs, there's an incredible lineup of speakers for the day. Come down to the Africa Business Forum on January 25th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the UBC Nest for a day of trailblazing innovation. Tickets available at ubcabc.ca.
Alrighty, everyone. I'm Max. We're wrapping up the show here. I guess we're wrapping up rush hour, maybe. I don't know. Let's look at the traffic, though. So we still have this delay headed out towards Abbotsford on the Trans-Canada Highway. There's also still a delay going over the Granville Bridge to downtown. Nothing too out of the ordinary, just a 15-minute delay headed that way. Also, now we have some action around VGH where there's a slowdown, but I don't know. I feel like traffic in Vancouver just happens. It's just part of life here. So it's not actually too bad. You can pass the time by listening to beautiful stations like CITR, and we get you through it. Anyways, you just listened to, before that, 6 a.m. by Interwave and Too Much by Bridal Party. And we're wrapping up here, and we have two more songs left. First off, we have So Brand New by Shay Leah, and then after that, we have Runner by Tennis. It's been lovely having you guys here. I'll see you guys on the other side just for a quick second to say goodbye, but I hope you guys have been enjoying 24 hours of student power. Here is Shay Leah. Alrighty, that was Runner by Tennis, and before that, So Brand New by Shaylia. There is so much good stuff coming later today. Just to give you a little heads up, what's on deck? We have Sprouts and Seedlings up next, and then later today, there's actually going to be some live music here from the studio with Pacific City Limits at 4 and the Fugus at 5. So stay tuned for all of that. It's going to be awesome. And it's been lovely having you here for our rush hour. There's still a pretty dreary atmosphere in Vancouver today, but I think that things are looking bright ahead. And as always, stay tuned. There's so much more. Huge shout outs to the people behind 24 Hours of Student Power and Student Power Week overall. It's been awesome content coming out of the station, and you guys should definitely go out to Shindig if you are able to next Tuesday and go to the Fun Drive opening and finale, because that will also be super fun. Also, please don't worry, the apocalypse isn't coming. Yes, we're undergoing very, very turbulent times, but the apocalypse isn't coming. So just be careful. Don't listen to the doomsday clock. Don't listen to the coronavirus news. Unless you're actually impacted by it, then please do. Please, please do. But just know that we're here and we're supporting everyone and their livelihoods. So anyways, that's all for me. I'm Max. You listen to Rush Hour. And up next is Sprouts. Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Fun Drive 2020, CITR's annual fundraiser extravaganza, is almost upon us. This year's theme is Crush on CITR. And since we deal primarily in sound around here, we started wondering, what does a crush sound like?
Okay, I think, oh my god, is that, yeah.
Ding.
Hey, do you want to make out?
It's like that filter on Instagram. It's like, da-da-da.
Well, as great as those answers were, we're kind of hoping this year a crush sounds a bit more like... Because your donations are what allow us to do, well, almost everything. Hosting free radio and podcast trainings, publishing the amazing Discorder magazine, producing local independent news, promoting and playing local music, and so much more. Our Fun Drive goal is to reach $30,000 by February 14th. You can show your crush on CITR right now by visiting citr.ca/donate.
Thank you.